Welcome to the Daily Guidance Meditation Podcast with the Realized Master. These meditation talks were recorded during intensive spiritual retreats with Sadhguru Siriyaji. Therefore, they might contain some specific teachings and wisdom for life to be taken into consideration. Each recording begins with a mantra to bring you into a favorable condition for the inner journey. This initial mantra is followed by a brief talk in which the process of meditation is explained to you. After the talk, keep meditating at least for 15 minutes, and if you like it, continue, increasing the time by and by as you proceed. So now you are left with nothing else to do but close your eyes, relax, listen, and let meditation happen.
Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Anami. 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 Anami.
Satguru Sona Mera Hai Kripali Se Yodin Diyani Se Yo. Now friends, I found my beautiful Sadhguru Kripal. is merciful with the poor ones. So Sanjit has asked here that the Sadguru Kirpal is very beautiful and he is very merciful also with us poor people. And Sanjit says the poor ones, it doesn't mean those who have no money. It means those who lack spirituality. Those are spiritually poor. So he says, my beautiful Sadguru, you shower grace on those who are spiritually poor and makes them rich. He is merciful with them and showers grace upon them. So it's very important to have this attitude, this belief that our Sadguru is not going to punish us for our bad deeds or mistakes, but he is going to be merciful because he knows that what is human condition, what are the human limits, and he knows very well that this is our potential. This is what we can do. We can do anything better. We improve by and by through his blessings, through his mercy. So, whenever we sit at his door with loving devotion, then he showers his grace upon us. Master Kripal used to say, if you sit at the door of a wealthy person asking for alms, maybe first day when he will ignore you, he will not come to you. Second day, maybe also. But then eventually he will come and ask, well, dear one, what do you want? And we say, we want you, just you, nothing else. So, it's for us to make us available, sit at his door and beg for his grace. And he eventually, at the appropriate time, he will shower his grace upon us and uplift our consciousness the best way possible. So that's what we do when we sit in meditation, we sit at his door. We ask for his alms. We pray to him, please shower your grace upon us. Take us into your lap and just bless us. Make us one with you. We're so tired of ourselves. Just want to forget about ourselves and be you. Be this ocean of divine consciousness. So wide, so vast. No more this narrow cage in which we are stuck. But just this very broad, immense consciousness, which englobes the whole universe, the whole cosmos, the whole creation. That's what we are. We are this vast being, not this very narrow one. So our beautiful Sadguru is merciful with us. Let us believe it, if we be so. So we sit at this tenth gate, this inner door, with full attention. This is what we have to do. This is our part. This is making ourselves available by being very attentive, well focused, but concentrated. With love and devotion, we keep calling on Him by repeating the Simran. We try to forget everything else, but just these two actions of looking steadily in the center, keep calling on Him with love and devotion. Then He will be merciful. He will bless us by infusing into our soul bliss, joy, ecstasy, intoxication. It will make us feel wonderful. So let's keep meditating like this. We're praying to our beloved Sadhgurus to please be merciful, be Kirpal, shower your grace.